All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do new car reviews. So it's a drive radio slash Rush to Reason segment. You just drove, Richard, a 2026 Lexus RZ550E, which is a mouthful.
This is a mouthful, Dan, but basically this is Lexus's, fully electric. I'm gonna call it their flagship performance variant in their RZ lineup. So the RZ is new. Again, it's an all-electric. Dad, they've got differing trim levels, right? They've got a 350E, 350E Premium, all sorts of different mouthfuls, all the way up to this, which is the 550E, and this has got the F-Sport package on it as well, which basically, biggest thing, Dad, is performance. Brings you up to 402 horsepower, which is really fantastic. Gives you it gives you performance tuning, M mode, which is something that's new and I haven't experienced before. Maybe you have, which basically takes an electric car and kind of makes it manual in a way, because it kind of gives you mini shift points that you can utilize with paddle shifters.
Okay.
And really what it does is, as you kind of go up through it, just kind of taps the brakes a little bit. It makes it feel like you're shifting, and it does kind of limit your speed. But if you wanted to kind of buy a electric vehicle, Dad, and feel like you're still driving a conventional kind of transmission, they have that mode for you here. It's got 20-inch aero-covered wheels, exclusive black exterior accents. It's got a black ultra suede trim that I'm looking at right now on the interior that looks beautiful. A dynamic sky roof, they call it, Dad, which is a panoramic opaque roof. And so, folks, what that means is basically you push a button and it turns the roof from opaque till clear. It's not a full sunroof, Dad. It's more of the moonroof, right? It's got standard Lexus safety system 3.0. I will say it does have the nanny driving on here. So you've heard us talk about that a little bit more, to where if you take your eyes off the road for, it seems like, half a second, even to check your blind spots, it's going to yell at you. So either way, still great as far as that goes. 14-inch touchscreen, Dad. Heated and ventilated front seats, heated steering wheel, heated second row seats. You can fit two booster seats in the vehicle. That part is nice. Outside of that, Dad, my biggest negative on this car is something they've improved for this year, but that is simply the range on this vehicle, Dad. The lower level trims, as I mentioned, the 350E can get about 300 miles based on perfect conditions. The vehicle that I'm driving, Dad, again, as we kind of mentioned, maybe 212 miles or so. I don't have the exact figures in front of me. Just not a whole lot. And not that that's a huge difference or a huge concern, Dad. Just something we want people to know. It advertises that it's 228 miles. Just know that you're not quite at that 300. That's kind of the barometer, right, Dad, that a lot of these electric vehicle makers and cars want to be at, is that 300 miles, this car doesn't get you there. I think they're improving it. They've actually increased the battery size. I don't have it on me, but I know it's, I think it's right around 72 kilowatts, if I'm not mistaken, which is really nice. They've also upgraded the charger. They've given you an 11-kilowatt onboard charger, which reduces your level 2 charging times. I don't have those exact in front of me, Dad, but I'll tell you this. One thing, with it having a little bit lower of a range, you can pretty much charge this thing up overnight on a level 2 charger, right, as long as you've got that, you know, the proper connections at home. Pretty easily, right? Pretty quickly, I think, overnight without too much issue. One other positive, Dad, it's got the NACS, which is the Tesla-style port on it,
right,
and that just makes it easy, right?
Yeah, you go to Tesla charge station that way.
Correct. They do give you adapters, so if you've got another station or you're going
to
another
level 2 at home or whatever, sure.
Exactly. You can adapt to it. But okay. I'll be honest, that Tesla plug is really, really nice. It's just sleek. It's smooth. It's not as heavy as some of the other alternatives out there. Outside of that, Dad, my favorite thing of this vehicle is the performance. This thing flat out gets up and goes, especially this being the all-wheel drive variant. It's got all the capability in the world. You literally smash on the gas on this thing, and you're up into traffic, and there's no there's no delay, there's no nothing. It really is nice that way. It's got really nice, again, soft-touch materials, suede materials on the inside. Really enjoy this, the 360-degree camera system. Again, outside of the range, Dad, which, again, for you, you're just going to kind of have to be the judge, and a lot of these manufacturers, I think Lexus included, kind of have a thing where you put your zip code, right, Dad, and it basically draws a circle. Kind of tells you, you know, how far you can kind of go, so you can kind of see, okay, I can go here and go there. And honestly, folks, for most of you on your everyday driving, probably not going to be that big of a concern. But if you are looking to take a longer trip, definitely would consider that. Last thing I'll say, Dad, as far as cargo room in the back seat, this is, again, this is kind of a compact SUV. In terms of the Lexus styling, I would put it, or the Lexus size, I would put it kind of, Dad, between that NX and that RX, right? Not quite as big on the interior, but more than enough cargo room to be able to store soccer bags, sports bags,
right.
Costco run, whatever you need to kind of handle that piece of it. And I know you may get into this car yet this week too, and I think you'll experience that as well. And your experience on the electric side of things is fantastic, and you can kind of attest to that as well. So overall, I would highly encourage people get out. Check this vehicle out, because again, it is kind of new. I think it was new last year and they've improved upon it this year, and I think they'll continue to do that. Get yourself in it, get your friends and your family in it, and when you do, again, this is the 2026 Lexus RZ550E all-wheel drive. This has got the F-Sport package on it, and when you check it out, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.